I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Neil Diamond's birthday. We're playing Neil all day long. Our own Neil Diamond around 150 on the show. This show always touts Pat Mahomes and doesn't understand how during the regular season somehow Mahomes is not a part of the best quarterback in the league conversation every single time because he's the best quarterback in the league and just a minuscule amount behind him is Josh Allen. And to be honest, nobody's close to those two guys outside of the guy in Green Bay. The guy in Green Bay, who, by the way, wasn't good on Saturday. But those are the three guys, okay? The AFC has the four best young quarterbacks in Mahomes, Allen, very close, and then Burrow and Herbert. I got them in that order also, very close. So Allen's magical at the end, Adam. Bills go ahead. Bills are celebrating as if it's over. And there's 13 seconds left. And Sean McDermott, who's obviously a hell of a coach, panicked. He had... squib kick paranoia. Because we've seen it. When it's the squib kick, it's not very good. Some guy picks it up at the 20 and runs it out 15. Now you're at the 35 or 40. You have to be better at that. And Adam, if you do the squib kick, you're taking 3-4 seconds off the clock at 13.
Oh, yeah.
You're basically putting Mahomes into one play, right?
Yeah, even if what you just said, if worst case scenario, they pick it up and advance it, you know, 20 or 30 yards, that's going to take more than 3 seconds. That's probably going to take 5 or 6 seconds, right? And then, yeah, he's got one shot.
Well,
if that.
If it goes maybe 6 seconds, you might have one shot and not even a field goal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, yeah, you wouldn't even have
yeah.
one play. You got right. one play.
So that's unforgivable. But then, and this is either McDermott or our guy, Les Frazier. Two plays. They have their safeties basically at Royals Stadium. They're playing as if the Chiefs need a touchdown to beat them. No, they don't. Their kicker's really good, even though he missed. They were playing so soft on those two plays. And I know we're going to get to Tampa and that unforgivable move. But I watched those plays again today, Card. I cannot believe that McDermott and Les played so soft against those weapons. And I get it. You know, your fear is one of the amazing athletes they have in Hill or Hardman. Or Kelce gets by you. But I think you got to play more conventional defense, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you are playing to defend the field goal at that point. And
Yes,
that's – you cannot – I mean, that's – there's so many scenarios now and where especially teams that get big leads, you know, you play soft, and especially when it gets crunch time, you're suddenly playing very soft and you're playing scared, you know, and that sure was a prime example of it.
Let's go to Tampa. Saw a great stat last night. Brady is now 49-1 when the opponent has four turnovers. It's easier said than done, but we say this all the time about Brady because he's not as mobile as Rodgers, Mahomes, and Allen and some of these guys. If you get pressure, like the Giants did or the Eagles did, and the Rams are filled with what? Big knockers. I mean, they just got studs all over the place. No draft choices for the next 15 years. But when you line up Aaron Donald, who might be one of the 10 best defensive players to ever play the game, Von Miller resurgence, and their best tackle, Wirfs, is out of the game. That's why Brady got manhandled as often as he did, both those guys, with seven pressures against Brady. Felt like more. The fact, Adam, that it was 27-3, not quite 28-3, and you saw all the tweets. Come on. Come on, McVay. Just go for two here. So it's 28-3. Yes. And they made it all the way back. Just bizarre fumbles from the Rams.
Yes. I mean, just
bizarre
this
fumble.
Mystique, this, you know. I was talking about talking to Steve Simpson about it. You know, yes, Brady is fantastic. We all know, but I just other stuff that happens is just it's crazy. Like that second Akers fumble. I'm thinking, okay, they're driving here. It's going to be well. They could hold them to a field goal. What, he fumbled? Are you kidding me? Exactly. It's almost like the Buccaneers didn't have an offensive line. I mean, it was just like. Whoop, just there's no blocking, just go get Tom None. Brady every play. He had no time most of the
None.
Day.
It was one of like the very first plays on offense for Tampa. And I forget if it was Von Miller or somebody. Just chuck the guy. It was just a bull rush.
Yeah.
But put him on his tail, you know, with one shot. I mean, it wasn't even like push, us. Push, push. It was just bam, and the guy was down, and he's in Brady's face. And you're like, oh, this is going to be a long day.
Yep. So – let's get to the Buccaneers' decision. And again, it's pretty good analysis last night from Ryan Clark and Jeff Saturday. So it's a tie ball game. And, Stafford fumbles on the first play, but the ball comes back to him. What if that would have been their fifth fumble of the game if the bounce doesn't come right back to him. So McVay plays dangerous. And he's going to try it. Todd Bowles, who a couple days ago, a couple reports had a Todd Bowles interview went swimmingly with the Wolves. Todd Bowles, with seconds remaining in the game, and you're tied, and the Rams, Adam, are disintegrating in front of our eyes. They're melting. Comes with the blitz. Including a cornerback blitz. But as Ryan Clark pointed out, two of the linebackers for the Buccaneers didn't blitz. And Ryan Clark's like, if you're all in this blitz, you got to be all in because the.
Got to bring the house.
If you don't bring the house, then the Rams can block the corner blitz. And they did. The pressure was up the middle. And our guy, I don't know if you know this, Antoine Winfield went to the U. Had no chance. Don't blame him at all. Cooper Kupp is running, and Antoine Winfield is like, oh, bleep. Because if a guy's coming at you full speed and you're standing there, I don't care if you're Usain Bolt. It's going to take you time. And he throws that pass up. So why Bowles blitzes at that point? Do you want to defend that one, great NFL mind, Buddy Ryan?
I mean, I can see, you know, because the Rams are so flustered, because so much has gone awry, I can kind of see it, but like you just broke it down why are you not bringing linebackers?
There was confusion.
Indefensible.
Yeah, go find it. Ryan Clark, really, really good.
Okay.
ESPN, I don't watch a ton of the post-game analysis, but with Orlovsky, with Marcus Spears, mm-hmm. with Mina Kimes, with a lot, they got a lot of good people, yeah. and they showed that. And so they win the game. Now let's get to Green Bay. This is a huge part of the guy's legacy. I mean, he's 5-4, Rodgers, at Lambeau. He's 11-10 in the playoffs. By the way, Favre is 12-10 in the playoffs. Can I hope we've ended. We should have ended years and years ago, the Lambeau mystique. Nobody's afraid of it anymore. Just stop. If you stink, you don't win there. Brady wins there. Jimmy G wins there. I mean, this has been going on for a while. And Rodgers leads him down in the first drive. No problem. Phrase you first coined, like a hot knife through butter. That's yours. And they're going down the second time until 150-year-old Mercedes Lewis fumbles for the first time in like years. And after that, they were done. It was like Rodgers would only throw it to Davante Adams. And then Garoppolo. And I know he's got to win. He's 33-14. So, I mean, if you're buying that winning record the way he plays, I've got some Bigelow insurance to sell you. I mean, yes, had a kill drop. Yes, had an Ayuk drop. But he's going to have, what, 5 throws a game at him? Jimmy G, when you're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They win the game because the Packers special teams are below last in the NFL. They should be below last. They're 32nd. They should be 52nd.
Yeah.
Blocked kick, blocked punt, and then even the pièce de résistance.
Yes.
On the winning field goal, how many guys on the field for the Packers?
It would be 10.
10 guys.
They had a guy over to get a red card, apparently. Had to play with 10.
Man down.
Didn't Kirk Cousins beat the Packers in the playoffs at Lambeau? Or am I mistaken?
No, no.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Kirk has one playoff victory. New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. They won late to seal championship, NFC championship, which led to the Blair Walsh miss. Ticey won there, but no, not Kirk. I'm going this way on A-Rodge and Brady. I think A-Rodge plays somewhere else next year, and I think Brady plays in Tampa next year. I don't think Brady's done. What do you guys think?
I don't think so.
For those two.
I just don't, you know, and they brought it up in this, you know, Chris and Al saying there's buzz there. I don't think there's much buzz there. I don't see him. If anything, I think it probably fuels the fire a little bit. You know, hey, I brought him back, should have mm-hmm. won here. Now, what kind of pieces will be there for him down in Tampa again? That's a big question. Because I don't think, just like Rodgers, he doesn't want to be, who said, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. You know, I would think my buddy Tommy's appetite for that would be the same.
TB.
But, no, I mean, does he look like he's lost a step?
No.
He can still go. The question is, you know, does he want to go through all the physical preparation at this age? And, like you said, I think for both these guys, it's about the rest of the roster, right? Because is Davante Adams, isn't he a free agent too in Green Bay?
The Packers are way over the cap.
Right. So
I just think they're going to say, Dan, they're going to want him back. There's probably part of them saying, let's trade him. Franchised, because Adams wants no part of it without Rodgers. They might be able to get, for those guys combined, 2 1s and 2 2s.
Mm-hmm.
And add to their defense, which is awfully good. So are you guys with me? Rodgers plays next year, but not in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think if he wins Saturday, probably stays there. But no, yeah, I think he's moving on.
I would say, yes, he's moving on. I'm a little more hesitant about Brady only because if you think about how he's reacted in previous times that he's been asked about the rest of his career and then how he reacted after that game yesterday, to me there was a difference there.
One last point before we finish. A-Rodge and his occasional bumping into the truth about COVID. We'll finish with that. This show is never going to be stick to sports. Okay? I have no problem with individuals offered opinions, passion as they want. They also have to understand when you offer those opinions, people get to offer opinions back at them, just like us. So Aaron Rodgers, first of all, he lied early in the year. He lied when he said, I was immunized. Go back and play it. He lied. Then he's talking about Joe Biden and the administration and the CDC. If you listen to our show at all the last 6 months, you know this show has not been timid in any way in criticizing failure after failure for the Biden administration, including late on masks, late on texting, confusing messages. But Mr. Critical Thinker knows what was going on with the comorbidities line. Remember, I read a lot. CDC had Rachel Walensky, and she's not the best communicator. It was edited by Good Morning America when the quote came out, 75% of the people died of COVID had four or more comorbidities. It was cleared up when it was pointed out. The study found that of the 1.2 million people who were fully vaccinated, it's a study, 36 of them had a death associated with COVID-19. And of that group, 28 or had four of the severe outcomes of the virus. That is incredibly different from 75% of the people who died from COVID had four or more comorbidities. And that's what Rodgers is saying. So, I mean, is he that much of a sheep? Let's just go with that back at him. That this has been corrected over and over and over again? No, he knows it. He just wants to play to it. Own your opinions. Don't make up facts, Aaron. And that's what you're doing often regarding COVID.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.